known even before we were saved. Well, God's been good to us, ain't He?
Amen.
And it's such peace. It's such peace if we can pray with faith believing and doubting not. But I didn't mention it that I could. Sometimes I pray and just don't leave it there. I get up and I still want to fix things myself. And I guess most of us are just about alike. But we want to fix things ourselves. And I want to handle everything that I can. And I don't want to lay nothing on my wife or my church or my family. I don't want to lay nothing on them if I can do it myself. And I was always that way. They used to quarrel at me at the state, and y'all can believe this or let it go by. But they used to tell me, don't be out there working, cutting right away with them boys. Stay at your truck so we can talk to you on the radio if we need you. But I just ain't that way. I'd rather get right in there and do what everybody else is doing. I just want to be one of you. I don't want to be nothing special. I ain't out to build a name for myself. Done waited too late for that. I just want to be a child of God. Want the peace of God to be about us. And what's been on my heart, and I turned to this scripture, and I read over, and where did I read? I read Micah. I read all a whole book of Micah, seven or eight chapters. And hunting the message, I had to come back to Romans 8. So let's just see what God's got for us in the 8th chapter of Romans. And I guess the message that God's laid on my heart is right in the first verse. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And the Bible plainly says there's no condemnation. And condemnation is we're condemned. When we go to court and they pass out a sentence on us, we're condemned. But the Bible said there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. To them that are in Jesus Christ. So, I guess when condemnation comes on me, I ain't walking exactly in Christ. I ain't exactly where I need to be with Christ when I let others condemn me. When I let the slurs and the smart alecks and the little things that come about you in everyday walk of life, amen, that brings condemnation on my soul and to my heart and to my spirit. If I was totally into Jesus, amen, I could laugh at them and shuck them off just like water off a duck's back. Amen, it wouldn't bother me a bit. But it hurts me sometimes, and I'm just human. But I get condemned by other people and what other people think of me. And I think, well, I've grown out of this. I'm a doing better. I ain't going to let this bother me. And then here come one of those little slurs, amen, that comes straight out of hell to cut you down. And Terry Michelle's experienced some of those little smart-aleck slurs to cut you all to pieces. And what I'm talking about is, this will be just an example, but when Scotty got shot and I went down to the cafe, you know, and there's a little smart-aleck feller. Just a little smart-aleck fella, I'd like to tuck the side of his head off for just a minute. Throw a little slur about, that's my boy shot all to pieces. It don't matter if he's lived right. It don't matter if he's a drug head. It don't matter. It don't matter, honey. That's our blood, glory to God. And I don't understand today, Scott, I just don't understand today when it's our blood, glory to God, why we've lost love. But the Bible said in the last days that I preached it Sunday, it's on my heart, the last days, that mama will be against daughter and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law, and we'll just be a separation. So we know that Satan is a separator, and it brings condemnation to our heart and to our soul. And I thought when yours, and you just requested prayer right there, he just requested prayer for my three boys. Pray for our three boys. They're not, two ain't where they need to be. I've heard him pray for our three girls. They ain't just right. get the other two. Sometimes things ain't going just exactly right, and it brings condemnation to our soul. We get down to pray, and we don't get the prayer through like we need to pray. And we get up, and sometimes we can go on to bed, amen, and we've not touched base with God. I remember, without a doubt, years ago, we'd stay in the altar, bless God, till somebody was touched, till we heard from heaven, till something could happen. But we seemingly, and I'm talking about me, don't have time today, and we have to make ourselves sit down and read God's holy word. It don't come natural. It don't come natural to pray. It don't come natural to shout. It don't come natural to testify, glory to God, because we don't want to get our feelings hurt. We don't want to hurt nobody else. We don't want to break into somebody else's private territory. But we today, bless God, there's so many people living in a bubble, amen, that's not getting the Word of God. The Word of God said that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. If we lose the Spirit of God, we can have every internet, every act of interpretation that we can have, and except the Spirit of God be in our churches, honey, the ears ain't going to hear what the Spirit is saying if the Spirit ain't in the churches. We need the Spirit in the churches today. Amen. I remember I did a funeral for my old buddy. We laid brick together, and he had a deaf son. His son been deaf, couldn't talk, deaf and dumb from just a child, where he had ear infection. And I talked to that lady, and she was an interpreter. And I talked to her. I dreaded that. I dreaded interpreting if they changed the language and everything. But I said, I'll try to slow down. She said, sir, she said, you just preach. I've got this. I've got this. And I don't know, because I didn't know the interpretation and sign language. But I watched the little boy sit over there, and I could tell by what I was preaching. He got it from her. I could tell by his expression. He didn't look at me. He looked at her. She had to tell him what I was saying. And she must have done a great job, because I seen just time after time, I seen the little boy's face light up and his daddy laying here passed on into glory. But I could see on his face, amen. So you know what? You can see on people's face when the Spirit is getting out. Amen. When it's speaking to them, when they're enjoying it, you can tell when it's cutting. Amen. You can tell when it's cutting. But it's such a great blessing when it cuts. Amen. Brings a little blood. And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. And then the next thing you know, a little smile comes on. I'm going to tell you, that was a blessing. Brett's a young single man. He's going through battles, glory to God. I've been a young single man. It's been a long time. But they're going through battles, amen, that we don't understand sometimes. We forget about. But you know what? And he didn't come to the altar at church, but he said he got under conviction, went to his house. Amen. We saw him come out of the back crying other Wednesday night. He gave him his testimony. He said, I've got right with God. Just pray, because he can go back. He can go back. Not just him. I can go back. I can go back. We need to pray. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. That's a promise of God, and that's straight out of the Word of God. And he said in the second verse, for the law of the Spirit, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Neighbor, we take that and misapply it. God set me free from sin. But God put me, I've made in the image of God. And I know good from evil. That's what Satan told Eve. Eve said, you'll become as God. You'll know good and evil. You'll know good and evil. He didn't lie to her. We know good and evil. So, to listen to what the Word said. For the law of the Spirit is life in Christ Jesus, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. So, when he saved my soul, I was free from sin and death. But I can't continue to be free from sin if I don't live for Christ Jesus. I don't understand how we can misinterpret the Word of God Because God left it to us how we need to walk. He tells us all through His Word how we need to walk. And He tells us He's coming out after a church, He said, without spot or blemish. I'm going to tell you, He ain't coming after a church that's been drunk on Saturday night. He ain't coming after a church that's in fornication or adultery. He's not coming after a church that's a cheater and a liar. We can run back and say, the Lord forgive me. The Lord forgave me. I was 26 years old. He forgave me, cleaned her out. He wiped all of my sins away. And He gave me the grace of God, the Holy Spirit of God, the Word to read, amen, and a desire in my heart to follow Christ. If I turn against what Christ has given me, then I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I remember John with the, I don't even know his last name, but he came to me and he said, I've always preached that I'm a sinner saved by grace. And he said, I heard you on the radio. You said you wasn't a sinner no more. I was a sinner, but I saved by grace. And he said, that changed my thoughts. It changed my thoughts. If we're still a sinner, we need to be in the altar.
Amen.
Yeah. I've been trying to repent. I don't know what about you. Oh, I want revival. Not just for me. I want it for our neighborhood and for my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I'd love to see a sinner get saved. I believe from the depths of my heart. I got assurance last night. I believe God's going to give Don something that's going to help somebody. I believe we're going to get something. We're going to get fertilized. Amen. We're going to get watered. Something God's going to give us that we've been slacking on. Maybe me. I don't know. But I believe God's going to pull out something for us. And that's what revival's about. And he said, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sendeth his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. In the likeness of sinful flesh. He didn't say he was sinful flesh. He said in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin condemn sin in the flesh. So, and I've done said it, but we know under the law, without the blood, there was no remission. So Christ came and condemned sin. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. He condemned sin in the flesh. So if I'm in sin, we can see what sin is doing. I know what sin is. I know when I get out of the will of God and get out of the ark of safety and how scary it is. And he said that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. People tell you it ain't hard to be a Christian. It's hard to be a Christian. The Bible said the way of a transgressor is hard. But I'm going to tell you, I want to be a transgressor. My flesh wants to be a transgressor. My flesh has told me this week, why don't you throw in the towel and quit, Bill? My flesh said you're getting old. You're just aggravating people. Why don't you just quit? That ain't the deal me and God's got. What I'm saying, Satan still speaks to every one of us. I don't care how long we've been saved. Satan's got his way of slipping in to your little secret place. And tell you how you're hindered. How you're condemned. How you ain't no count. I'm going to tell you, we are somebody. We're the children of God. We're the children of God. He said in the fifth verse, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. So is that judging anybody when they live after the flesh? I remember a fellow, he's dead now, I probably shouldn't even bring it up. But he could draw people, beat anything I've ever seen. I knew two of them. One of them's still alive and one's dead. How they could draw people and build a church. They had a personality that made people want to come. And one got caught. Adultery. Fornication. Adultery. And the church busted all to pieces. I've sat in the church several times. It's never come back. Never come back to what it was. The pews were full. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. What I'm trying to say, there's some smart people out here that are not of God. There's educated people that know how to handle people. The seminaries teach how to handle people. I didn't go to seminary, but God taught me how to preach. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. I thought we had a visitor this evening. Used to be a Sunday school teacher. This is her testimony. Janet heard it. Stood on our front porch. What is tonight? Wednesday night, ain't it? It's church night. She said some kids that she used to teach was playing ball and she was going to go watch them play ball. What a great Sunday school teacher. That's what I'm saying today. Ain't nothing wrong with ball. It's what we do with it. It's what we do with it. A softball is just a softball. It's not alive. No spirit. The bat that hits it is dead wood. Just dead wood. But this is where I'm going. What's that falling after? Maybe I've got the wrong book. But I'm so mean it takes Sunday and Wednesday for me. Henry, if I ain't careful, I can't hardly make it till next Sunday. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So if we mind the things of the Spirit, we'll go, we'll testify, and we're not saved by works, but we want to help somebody. We want to help somebody. I just got word there, a little girl used to come to church here with us. Has moved in with her boyfriend. My Lord and my God, I can't stop it. But am I supposed to say that's all right? Well, you're minding the things of the Spirit because you got saved way back yonder. It's following the flesh. For to be carnally minded, sixth verse. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. God help me to be spiritually minded. If I'm spiritually minded and I mash my finger, it hurts the same. But if I'm spiritually minded, I'll not say nothing ugly. To be spiritually minded. When I get condemned, if I'm not spiritually minded, I'll run my mouth. When I get knocked down. But if I'm spiritually minded, I'll pray for them because they're of the flesh. They're of the flesh. We've heard a lot about it right lately that it ain't much trouble to tell who's church and who ain't. And when we get out, we got to make an excuse to justify ourselves why we don't go. Used to be a boy I loved to death. He's up in his 70s now. A fellow come here to church that never paid him, chid him out of some money. He said, "I'll not go." Before he goes to church. That fellow died. I went and talked to him. I said, "He's gone now. You can come on." He still ain't come. They just ain't going to come. They said, "Some just ain't going to serve God." I mean, Janet talked to him just ain't been long ago, a few weeks ago. He said, "Every time I go to church," he said, "it just seems like they're talking right to me. They know everything I do." That's what church is. Yeah. If a preached word don't hit you, your conscience seared us with a hot iron. Amen. Yeah. It'd be a waste of time for me to come if there wasn't nothing ever touched me. I don't know what about you all, but Brent's testimony touched me. Yeah, it meant something to me. Besides just praising him and praising him that he got back in, is thinking how great God is that's kept us. How easily we could have thrown in the towel. 7th verse. Because the carnal mind is an enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither can be. So we shouldn't expect sinners to want to come to church. Absolutely shouldn't expect them to want to come to church. But a man or woman, boy or girl, says they've been born again, been to the creek and been baptized, give their testimony and join the church. Amen. They ought to be in church. They shouldn't be on the ball field. They shouldn't be in the hell holes of the world. They need to pick up their cross daily and follow the Lord. But you make them mad. You make them mad. They pout on you and they talk about you. But are we telling them the truth or not? I don't want to see nobody go to hell. Nobody. Hell's an awful, awful place. There's no way out. And it's too late. I can pout now and get by. But if I pout and die, I ain't got by. I ain't got by. Be sure our sins will find us out. They'll be shouted from the housetop. My Lord and my God. Because a carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. The Bible said it's impossible to please God without faith. So if we're in the flesh, and I know every one of us are in the flesh, but let's get what God's trying to tell us. We need to be empowered with the Holy Ghost of God. And the only way we can get that is read the Word, pray, and study, and know for a fact that God's listening. Know for a fact that God is there, no matter what I'm doing, where I'm at, that God is there. Because Satan will tell you he ain't looking right now. He's telling our young'uns, God ain't looking right now. And he's not holding that against you. He's a forgiving God. You go ahead and have fun for a little while. I got one laying down there in prison right now that believed a lie of the devil. We've got them in trouble that believes the lie of the devil. I seen Bill hidden for total destruction. No drugs whatsoever, nothing but alcohol. Maybe an old truck driver's goofball once in a while. Heading for destruction. Satan tearing us down. And then God speak to us and give us a way out. And the first thing we know, we get too big to give God praise and honor for what He's done for us. God delivered me, Bill, 54 years ago. God delivered me and He's kept me. Yeah. I'm still in the flesh, but without the Spirit of God in me, the flesh will take over. God points out my flesh. God shows me this ain't right. And these that are walking in sin, they're not supposed to follow God. They don't know God. I've testified, I know God. So there's something required of me. There's something required of me. I can't tell you we'll act like the world will be all right. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that Christ of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That's probably a mystery to most of us. It's hard to understand, but that's what I was trying to say. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. I can't seemingly stay in the Spirit like I want to be in the Spirit all the time. Problems will come. Troubles will come. What I was saying, somebody will come by and condemn you. But the Lord said there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ. So if I'm in Christ, there's nobody can condemn me. They can't stop me. They can't judge me. But neighbor, if I'm not in Christ, I'd like to show you something, what the Word of God said. But if you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That's why we get condemned. That's why the church people get hurt. They're out of the will of God. They're walking in their own lust, doing what they want to do. They get their feelings hurt. They want to be lifted up higher than they are. Or they don't want nothing said when they go do what they want to do. There's coming a separation time. A great separation time. God said plainly that the goat's on the left side and the sheep on the right. I definitely won't be a sheep. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If Christ be in you, the body is dead. Neighbor, if Christ is in me, I'll not be out here cursing my neighbor. I'll not be breaking the Ten Commandments. I'll not be living in adultery or fornication if Christ be in me. And if Christ ain't in me, then this word is nothing to me. I just need to be saved. I just need to be saved. You cannot tell the world from a church anymore, or the church from the world. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. So there's no way to be quickened or no way to be revived. You can't revive a sinner. You got to be a Christian to be revived. But the Spirit of God is what's going to change us. The Spirit of God is going to take us out of this body and have a glorified body as Christ has got. Let me read that again. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, ye are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. I don't owe the flesh anything. And the Bible tells me to owe a brother nothing but love. To know, owe nobody nothing but love. He said, therefore, brother, ye are not debt to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's plain and simple. I'm not the judge, and if people get mad, I can't help it. But it's plain to see who's led by the Spirit of God and who ain't led by the Spirit of God. And I dare say every one of us get in ourselves once in a while. We do what we want to do. But if we come against what the flesh wants to do, then we run off somewhere else. There was nothing when I was able that I loved any better than going to different churches. If you got to preach, it'd be, a new crowd. Everybody's glad to see you. You leave from revival and you're just gone. Didn't take no headaches with you. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Christ, they are the sons of God. For if ye have not received... I'm going to read 3 or 4 more verses. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage. I want to get that out. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby ye cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. I'm glad I didn't receive the spirit of bondage with fear. That fear is torment. Fear is... it's bondage. And there's so many things. I can tell. And we can let it bog us down. But I can tell Jamie had a burden, and it can become a bondage for their sons that's lost. You don't want to see them die and go to hell. But it can drag you down to a point that you're not shouting. How in the world, Bill, do you know this? I have been there. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. Children can drag you down till you're just beat. And if children, then heirs and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that ye suffer with him, that ye may be also glorified together. What did the Bible say there? He said we're going to have to suffer with Christ. Suffering does not please the flesh. The flesh don't want a headache. The flesh don't want no obstacles, no worry in its way. We want everything to just go our way. It don't want to be hungry. It don't want to be cold. It don't want to be hot. It don't even want to be tired. For I reckon, and I'm going to quit right here, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So the trouble and the suffering and the pain, what we go through here ain't going to compare to what God's got prepared for us. Brand new home on the other side. I'm looking forward to that new body. Amen. That don't ache and pain and trouble. Glory to God.